Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494.
Hey, must be the money.
We got ourselves 2 4-packs of tickets to give away to the Flyers and the Sabres on December 3rd. Looking for the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for.
Must be the money.
I feel like there's so many dumb things Hugh Douglas would say if he could.
Oh, man, listen. I done had to apologize for a whole lot of stuff, man. I remember one. Well, I can give you a synopsis.
Okay, yeah, synopsis is good. So, like the AI overview when you look at your email now. Get the AI overview in
well,
there.
I apologize. You know, they got a little trouble back in the day. And I got put out by my wife.
Okay.
And I remember... I just, like, you know how, you know it's bad when you wake up and, like, I woke up and she was standing over me.
Oh, you never want that.
And she said, you need to leave. And I got up and I packed my bag.
You didn't say anything?
Because at that point, you, like, listen, we can read between lines. At that point, you already know what it is.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
Yeah, she thought about sending you to the upper room. She thought about sending me to the upper room.
She was sparing your life by telling you to leave.
Yeah, she was telling me to leave. She said, you need to leave. And so I was like, okay. So I packed up my bags and I drove to Texas. I just left from Philly.
Wow.
Just up and
you
left.
Drove all the way to Texas. You had to get that far
hours.
Away?
Yeah, well, I ain't had nowhere to go.
That's a lot.
I had nowhere to go. So, and I wasn't going back to Ohio. I was like, I'd be damned if I go back to Ohio.
Yeah, never mind the place that's short. That's like, you know, eight, nine hours away. Let's go 22 hours away.
Let's go to Texas.
Sound like the guy feared for his life over here. You're going to get halfway across the country.
I went to Texas. I drove to Texas. I'll never forget that. I packed up my truck. I mean, but that's kind of like par for the course for me. I just throw everything in the back of the truck.
Like when the Jaguars cut you. Yeah.
I just throw everything in the back. All my stories where I had to just up and leave always involve a pickup
when
truck.
When Hugh gets cut, he just gets in the pickup truck and leaves.
And I just leave.
It makes
and
sense why you're so attached to it. You never know when you're going to have to hightail it on out
man,
here.
Man, listen. The pickup truck, and I recommend this to anybody, is the best overall vehicle that you can have. Because you don't worry. Like, see, when you drive an SUV, you're worried about the overall aesthetics of an SUV.
Yeah.
You know, you worry about the way it look and keeping it clean. With a truck, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about dents in it or anything like that. Because dents in a truck, they add character to the vehicle.
Maybe when the kids are grown up and I'm done with the minivan, maybe I'll get a pickup truck.
Get a pickup truck. I'm telling you, man, you'll love it. It's so versatile.
It's under consideration. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls here. But first, let's hear Preston Mattingly, Philly's general manager. You know, it's obviously Dave Dombrowski, president of baseball operations. Preston Mattingly as the GM. He was a guest on the High Hopes podcast. Good get by those guys to get Preston Mattingly. So let's hear why fans should be excited about the baseball team as we go into the offseason by the Philly's GM.
There's some fans who are down right now with the Phillies, and obviously the way the season ended. I want to give you a chance to speak to those people and tell them why they should be excited and get back in, because next year is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think we got a good core group coming back. I think, you know, we're as an organization, we're always looking to improve our club, and we will do that this offseason. And I think we have an influx of young players coming that are going to be really excited to watch. So I think Philly baseball is in a really good spot. I know we haven't finished the way us as an organization or the fans want. I know as an organization, we're not going to stop until we get that World Series. So I would tell fans that, you know, stick with us. We're going to keep building this thing the right way. And we got a lot of exciting young players to come and to build with.
All right. Well, I mean, I hope they do. And that's the one thing about the franchise that hasn't happened quite yet. Like, Bohm's fine. Mm-hmm. And Stott's been, I like Stott, but he's been mostly just fine, right? Like, they haven't developed a superstar player around here in a while. I mean, think about the guys they brought in. Schwarber, they imported him, right? Castellanos, Harper, Turner, Hugh, even Wheeler, right? Since Hoskins and Nola, there really haven't been like big time players that they've developed.
And the daycare hasn't really turned out what you thought the daycare was going to be.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're not those guys that you feel like you can lean on. Yeah, like that.
And hopefully that's going to change, because that's the way to continue contention. Because, you know, we're talking today about Harper and more money and age and all these guys. The way to extend this window is Aiden Miller and Andrew Painter, like these guys, Crawford, to become all star level players.
Yeah, you need to see Andrew Painter. Because especially when you talk about what some of the other younger pitchers did this year,
it's time. I'm tired of waiting.
I didn't
mean
to touch a nerve. Yeah. I can just tell the way you dropped your head.
3 years they've been telling me he's just the greatest prospect of all
time. I'm not
laughing.
Got him, Gage Wood. Next
the kid
year.
From Pottstown's in the World Series, striking out 12 Dodgers, and I can't get Painter up here. All right, this is also interesting. Listen to this one for Preston Mattingly on balancing young players versus winning now. Really take a listen to this one.
How do you balance the need to win now and this kind of veteran group with trying to infuse youth and trying to like lengthen in that window if you bring back and have this kind of core of players who are aging?
Why can't we do both, right? Like, why can't we have guys that are in, like, you know, win now moments of their or parts of their career, and then also introduce young players who can grow with them? And I think some of the veteran guys, we obviously love our clubhouse and what they brought there with Schwarber and Harper and Turner in the group, and I think it's a good environment to bring young players into. So I think, you know, I think having those guys there, it helps our young players to introduce them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh, you think that was a Freudian slip, or was it just kind of stream of consciousness? So he's talking about how balancing, right? Young players, but also have the vets try to win while the young players arrive. And he mentioned the clubhouse, right? And kind of incorporating the young players into the fold with the leaders they have. And he said Schwarber, Turner, Harper. Now, as of 5 o'clock today, Kyle Schwarber's no longer a Philly. He's a free agent.
But you think of him as a leader. And he's definitely somebody you want to keep.
If he's on the team.
But he didn't mention JT Realmuto, who is the same boat, right? He's a leader. I'd imagine they want to keep him. It almost sounded to me like Schwarber was back.
You're looking at it like by omitting like a few guys that Schwarber's going to be here, but not JT.
Maybe. Maybe. It was interesting because he knows the deal with both of them. They're both free agents.
I think, like, to be fair, I think JT's a leader, right? But I feel like when you talk about this team, the names that he said at the top are the ones that come to mind quicker.
Yeah, and I didn't take it as JT's not a leader. I wonder if it's more about do they not think he's coming back?
Because Schwarber was the first name. The first name, and so he's a priority. Like, when I look at the paradigm shift for this team and the way, especially in this playoff series, it felt like Schwarber took the lead a little bit. I mean, to me it did. Yeah. It just felt like he took the lead a little bit. And it also felt like Bryce was trying to play catch up, if you will.
Yeah, well, Schwarber was better this season.
Yeah. So it was a little bit of that. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, maybe that's why the comments that were made about Bryce in the press conference hit home a little bit, you know? But I think that there's a priority in that building to make sure that they try to do everything they can to get Schwarber back.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that's going to be their priority. I think the JT thing is the most fascinating part of the offseason. If I had to guess right now, they're going to do their best to bring back Schwarber. He probably comes back. I think they're probably going to let Ranger walk because all the pitching depth they think they have. I don't know. I mean, are they willing to go 3 years to a catcher that's this old? I think there's a chance that JT walks, and then they're in a tough spot because there's not free agent catchers that are of real note. And
that's
a lot
of old.
You got to pay a big price to trade for a catcher. They're in a weird spot with JT.
Yeah. I know, like, Rutschman's out there.
But he's not going to be cheap in a trade.
No, he's not. But that's really the only guy that I can think of. Like, if you're committed to trying to win with this group and JT becomes one of the odd men out, then that's the only reasonable. Like, that's the only one that I could get excited about, really.
Yeah, a guy that's been an all-star and a good player. Yeah, it's the catching one is a tough one. We'll see. I want JT back, and I would do it for 2 years. But if it starts getting to 3 or 4 years, I mean, what are we doing? Like, to have a catcher that age.
It's a lot of old.
Yeah, it's a lot of old. It's too much old.
What?
It is.
That's just the way he said. That's a lot of old.
I mean, if they're all... we got a whole team headed to the upper room in a few years. You're not in good shape. The good Reverend, Hugh Douglas. You haven't worn the Reverend outfit in a while.
No, I haven't. You know why? Because I don't know. Like, my neck has grown. Like, I can't button. Like, Joe, I can't button up
you
my top
collar. You
told
you people that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know why I said that in front of them folks.
My neck has grown.
You know, normally, like.
Just get a new shirt.
Normally, but this is the crazy part. Because normally, like, if your shirts don't fit, for most people, it's in the gut area. Yeah, it doesn't fit in the neck. It fits everywhere
so
else.
So your weight goes to your neck.
I don't understand it. And I'm like, I ain't been doing no neck curls or nothing. But I can't button up the top one.
The reason Hugh Douglas hasn't gotten dressed up for the show.
I got to get some new shirts.
His neck is growing. All right, one more quick thing on the Preston Mattingly front. This is interesting. One to keep an eye on. So Preston Mattingly, of course, is the son of the former great baseball player Don Mattingly, right, who's become a longtime coach. He was the Dodgers manager, Marlins, and then this most recent year, Hugh, he finally got to the World Series after a million years of being in baseball. Don Mattingly was on the Blue Jays bench as their bench coach. Story this morning from John Heyman. Don Mattingly is stepping away from Jays on great terms and leaving them in excellent position, but this is not a retirement announcement, and now he's opened a new opportunity. So it didn't take long for the dots to start getting connected here. Hugh, there's a former manager who was a great player who's now become a bench coach who's now available. A couple weeks ago, the Phillies said they'd like a bench coach with some experience.
Boom.
Jim Salisbury saying the Phillies have discussed the possibility of hiring him as his bench coach. So,
yeah, that, I think that sounds like that happened.
I mean, it's Preston's dad. I mean, he's a very qualified bench coach. I'd keep an eye on that one. It sounds like Don Mattingly could become the bench coach for Topper here. I mean, he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, I mean, and it makes sense, you know, in case, you know. But I don't feel the same way that people felt at the end of the year about Topper now since, you know, he's up for
Manager of the Year?
Yes.
They do know each other, too, because they were in the Yankees organization all those years. So it's probably someone Topper, I mean, sure he knows him well, and they are, you know, they're familiar with each other. So that feels like it could be the next bench coach. So let's quickly grab Brian and Brumo. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good, Brian. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm a huge Bryce Harper fan, man. I have his jersey. I got his T-shirt. Probably my favorite player on the team. But, man, results matter. You can't be crying for an extension when you hit 200 against the Dodgers.
It's the wrong time, Brian. And I'm like you. Like, I'm a fan of him, and I'm glad he's here. And I was the day they signed him was an awesome day for the franchise. And he's been a really, really good Philly.
100%.
But not with 6 years to go. Not coming off for getting knocked out the first round.
Hold on. It is important context that he did not publicly ask for a contract following hitting 200 against the Dodgers.
Yes, you're right.
But this is the time he could get that extension. He's been asking for years, right? This started in 2023. Remember when he hit his 300th home run and he said he wanted to die in this uniform?
Yes.
That's where this was. I mean,
yeah, but
if it's up to you guys, he literally will. When he's out of
the
here.
The perception of him matters, though. Like, people are going to sit here and rip him. Like, how dare he? Like, how dare he do what? He didn't ask for anything right now. This is just, this is our
this
idea.
This is us recklessly speculating.
Right, but
they called him out in the paper, and his feelings was hurt.
I think it's fair to connect the dots.
He was hurt. He was definitely hurt. Yeah.
He was hurt.
Is it fair to say this has been a continuation of the original last years ago? I think it is.
Well, 100%. It's okay, Brian. So So let's workshop this a little bit because I think this,
workshop it, Hugh.
Because I think this has evolved into Bryce wanting more money. But you hurt Bryce's feelings when you publicly said that he had fallen off. So how do we make this better, Brian?
World, yeah, Bryce didn't say anything until Dave did.
But Brian, how do we make this better for Bryce? Like, let's workshop this. How do we make this better for Bryce? Well, his feelings are hurt, Joe.
Tell him to enjoy the offseason. We'll see you in Clearwater.
Wait, man, I'm going to talk to you in a minute. I'm talking to Brian right now. Brian, so what you think? How are we going to make this better for Bryce?
I mean, he can start by taking accountability.
Brian, hold up. Brian, you almost said it. Brian, you almost said it.
Tell him.
How do you make it better, Brian? Come on. You're there. You're almost there. How do you make it better?
I mean, I've been there. Just accountability. Nothing beats accountability.
That's it.
You know what it beats accountability? Financial apologies.
Yeah, we're done with you. All right, Brian.
Financial apologies?
It's ridiculous.
We're paying him $30
million a year. I know. Brian, Hugh's crazy. All right, Brian, what do you got for us? Give us the dumbest thing you ever had to apologize for.
All right, man. Yeah, this one's not one of my finer moments. So I live with my girlfriend, and one night might have had a few too many with the boys, and mistook my dryer for the restroom.
Ooh,
you peed in the dryer, man.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Been there,
Brian. That's a good one. You're in the mix. I like that.
But
I
was about to say, if it was the washer, you'd have probably been better off if it was the washer.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, because you could clean that.
Yeah. That dryer.
The washer, you just put a pot in or something and run it.
Yeah, run that.
No one has to know. The dryer's a problem. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. You know who's on the line, Hugh?
Who's on the line?
We haven't talked to him in a little while here. I think there was a little trouble in the family last time. Mr. Quinn, Kyle's dad.
Hey, Mr. Quinn.
Hey, dude, Joe and you. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, anytime, Mr. Quinn. We love when you call.
Appreciate you letting me on. I called in because of the topic of apologizing for stuff. And if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to my son for a minute.
Please, no.
Hey, Kyle. Yeah, I know sometimes I overreact and fly off the handle a bit, but your mom misses you, and she wants you to come home.
Okay. Everything's fine. I'm good.
You going home, Kyle?
Your mom would love to have you back home. She misses her son.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Hey, listen, you know, I realize some of this tension was my fault. That's why I'm calling. I wasn't always perfect dad when you were growing up. You know, at times I should have eased up on you, like when you were carrying around that lucky blanket as a kid.
The Elmo one? No.
Yeah, I remember all that Elmo nonsense. You carried that thing everywhere, and I made you pay. I guess I could have let up a little. Then it was the time you slept over at the Gallagher's, and I had to pick you up early because you peed the bed again.
No, come on, man.
That's not fun.
Well, you did pee the bed until you were 15. I mean, and that's without alcohol. But truth is, I apologize for that. Your mom would prefer if you were home. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You know, I remember when you had a lot of things as a kid, you know. You had that goofy stuffed animal thing. What was his name? Mr. Sissy?
Mr. Hissy.
Oh, no.
Mr. Sissy.
Mr. Hissy was a filthy, dirty, vile rag. Soiled the whole house. Hey, guys, listen to you. It got so bad, I finally stole that thing from Kyle in the middle of the night when he was asleep, and I burned it. Kyle woke up the next day distraught. He cried for about a week and a half.
You guys ever wonder why I have issues?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it seems like I get it now.
That ain't
and
right.
How about when you had that pet rat?
Ferret.
It looked like a rat to me. He would walk around. He would carry this thing on his shoulder like a freaking weirdo. And when you sucked your thumb, did you guys know Kyle was a thumb sucker until a couple years ago?
Didn't know that one.
That's new.
Yeah, we paid a fortune in therapy to get him to stop sucking his thumb. Couldn't take your mother on vacation. Couldn't even take her to my favorite restaurant, La Danta.
I thought, Mr. Quinn, I thought this was supposed to be an apology here.
Yeah, it got real, real.
We've gone
quick.
Backwards again.
Well, it's what happens? I, you're right. I got to settle myself down a little bit. I know it's my fault. I apologize for being tough on you. So many things with this kid. God, you don't even. How long did you breastfeed, Kyle? These goodness. Guys don't even know about that. I think you were in seventh grade, weren't you? When you
Dang,
it was at least middle school. He'd come home from school and run right to the back bedroom looking for a drinky. That's why he got to be such a mama's boy, probably.
Dude, you cannot be serious.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'm serious. He was lying up there for you when you were about an extra hour and a half. Don't you think that cut into my time with her either? Couldn't even get her to well A with me for that long.
Drinky is crazy.
I remember when you were in freshman year and you had that disgusting ponytail.
I mean, Mr. Quinn, a lot of kids have long hair. That's not that big of a deal. Get a break.
I guess I should have let up on him. Like I said, I apologize. Hey, I'm an old football coach. You know, I wear a crew cut. I coached the high school team for over 20 years. All my other sons played for me, and I coached all the kids in youth football too. Before that, except Kyle.
Kyle, I thought you said you played little football.
Oh yeah. Hey Kyle, why don't you tell him what position you played?
Nope. Please stop.
He was a punter. That's my son, the punter. And that was just in youth football. Kyle, why don't you tell him what you did when you got into high school?
Mm-mm. Nope. Please stop.
I coached the varsity high school football team for more than 20 years. All Kyle's brothers played for me. And when it was Kyle's turn to play, you know what he did?
What'd he do?
He got on the field all right as a cheerleader.
No, mascot. No. Mascot. Mascot.
The same thing. It's just about, that was it. That was it for me. I couldn't coach anymore. Seeing my son prance around in a beaver costume, my entire legacy soiled. You wonder why I get worked up.
So I guess it's not a great time to ask what you thought about Kyle's Woody costume last week, huh, Mr. Quinn?
There's another sore spot. Last Friday, right? Happy Halloween. Fun day, right? I sit down at 10 o'clock, have my brother over, my neighbor, dutiful dad, proud dad, ready to watch my son on the YouTube. All of a sudden, I see somebody dressed in a ridiculous outfit as somebody named Woody. Woody! Couldn't be a police officer or a soldier or something normal. You got to be dancing around with your tassels toggling.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it anymore.
I guess you're not moving back in?
No, well, after that.
Okay.
Well, by the way, did you notice he said your mother misses you? Your mother misses
not
you.
Him.
Not him.
Yeah, I know.
Did not get that from him.
I'm still stuck on drinking.
I'm not sure whether the pain in his voice or yours is worse during those calls. 215-592-9494.
Drinky is crazy.
Whew, that was a new one. All right, we got a lot to do here. We'll get everyone's phone calls on the Harper situation. I got Hugh over here trying to pay him more money. You guys are out of your minds. I don't want to pay him a single dime.
Pay that man.
We got to hear from the Packers, our opponent on Monday night. I don't know what the hell's going on in that locker room right now. We got the four packs of tickets to go see the Flyers with us. And you know what else we got here? The Hess truck is back. Caller number four to the contest line, 215-988-1258 right now. Caller number four, 215-988-1258 wins the Hess 2025 stock car racer loaded with action-packed features. You get it on HessToyTruck.com for $49.99. We have it right now for you as we head towards the holiday season. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet. Plus a share of bonus bets. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.